With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A judge has ruled that Republican State Representative Art Wittig can remain in office after a jury found he took illegal corporate contributions during his 2010 primary election campaign. District Judge Ray Dayton made his ruling today during a hearing in Anaconda. Dayton fined Wittig more than $68,000 after jurors in April found he took nearly $20,000 in illegal and unreported contributions from groups affiliated with the National Right to Work Committee. The contributions included campaign consulting, voter data, direct mail, and opposition research. Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell.
You can quibble about perhaps it should have been stronger. I'm sure Mr. Wittig feels it should have been weaker. But the bottom line is as a community, as a society, we were faced with a very big social problem, and we have resolved it with due process, through the judicial process.
Montana law prohibits candidates from accepting contributions from corporations, and candidates must report all in-kind contributions they receive. Wittig declined to comment, but a statement from his lawyers called the case Modell brought against him unprecedented and extreme. The statement praised the court for rejecting harsher penalties sought by Modell, including asking that Modell give up his seat in the Montana House. It says, quote, "Today's ruling checks those who try to use the courts as a means to punish their political enemies," unquote. Flathead County prosecutors have filed charges against four people in the stabbing death of a Kalispell man whose body was found in a creek near Creston. Prosecutors allege 29-year-old Melissa Crone reportedly wanted revenge against 35-year-old Wade Allen Radio because he had stolen drugs and money from her. That's according to the Flathead Beacon. Robert Matthew Whittle is charged with deliberate homicide. He made an initial appearance Wednesday in justice court, where his bail was set at $500,000. Court records said he was also apparently angry with Radio and received Crone's approval to commit an act of violence against him. Crone, Christopher Hansen, and David Toman all were charged today with accountability to deliberate homicide for Radio's death in May. None of the four have entered pleas. Sheriff Chuck Curry says additional arrests are likely. Two Kalispell women have denied charges that they locked three children in a dark basement without food or a bathroom. Amy Newman and Crystal Mears pleaded not guilty yesterday to three counts each of felony criminal endangerment. District Judge Robert Allison scheduled a trial for October 11th. Prosecutors allege the woman locked the children, ages 12, 11, and 9, in the basement for extended periods of time. Investigators found three mattresses in the basement and padlocks on the door. The children were removed from the residence in March. Prosecutors say both women told police they locked the kids in the basement at night. It's not clear how the women are related to the children. Mears' attorney says the women have received numerous threats since they were charged in May. All 50 miles of Glacier National Park's Going to the Sun Road are now open to vehicle traffic between the park's west entrance near West Glacier and St. Mary. Road crews have finished snow removal, debris cleanup, and guardrail installation, but park officials remind visitors to be prepared for wintry conditions at Logan Pass. The Logan Pass Visitor Center is scheduled to open tomorrow and will be open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. through September 5th. The U.S. government has reached an agreement to end a dispute over greenhouse gas emissions from federal oil and gas leases in Montana, with only modest changes to current practices. The deal was filed in federal court today by attorneys for the Bureau of Land Management and three environmental groups that had sued to block drilling. The groups wanted the government to force companies to reduce emissions of methane from oil and gas fields. Under today's agreement, federal officials must consider such steps, but are not compelled to adopt them. Separately, the Obama administration in March proposed new regulations to reduce methane pollution nationwide. An attorney with the Western Environmental Law Center says that proposal offered a better way to address the issue rather than continuing with the lawsuit. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.